Kenny Perdue, what is your assessment of West Virginia politics going from a blue state to a red state?
Well, we've been designated as a red state for several years now, since 2000. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were asleep. They didn't pay attention to the voters as they should have, or the public, the workers, as they should have. And I would have to take credit myself and others have just allowed it to happen because we didn't carry our message out there as much as what we should have. We haven't told the people, like from labor, that we think that you need to make more wages and you need to have benefits and you need to have health care. We didn't tell them that you need to have a better life out there than what you've had before and what your parents had. And we didn't voice to them as much as we should. So I would take as much blame as anybody, but all of us need to take a look at where these people are at because, excuse me, they're angry as hell.
You say you didn't do enough. What did you do?
We typically have always talked to our members and increasingly to the public about what the issues are, but I will say we probably were too late in talking to them as much as we should. And I'm going to say our office, but the individuals out there that represent them or the elected officials locally that represent them, they didn't get through to them enough. And I would emphasize to them that they need to be talking to the public and their own voting members, their own people that live within either their precinct or their own jurisdiction or the county or city. They need to talk to them more about what the important issues are. Mm-hmm.
So what does labor do now?
I think that's yet to be determined.
Or the Democratic Party.
Or the Democratic Party. I'll say from labor, we are having some conversations trying to take the information, what happened in the election, trying to cut through it and figure out what happened. We know that we had union members vote for President-elect Trump. We know that we had union members that voted for Governor-elect Jim Justice. And then as you cut through the rest of them, it's obviously some of them would have voted here they voted Republican, they went over Democrat, and they went back and forth as to the election. I don't think this is a sound victory for either party. I think it's a question as to where people really feel and think about what's happening in this state.
Mm. Let's look at the West Virginia legislature. We saw right to work instilled. We saw repeal of prevailing wage, other labor issues. And as these things were being debated, some Republicans would stand up or give a statement that the union bosses were no longer in control of West Virginia. Were the union bosses ever really in control of West Virginia?
No. We were never in what I would call control. I guess that's how you determine what control is. We represented our members, and that was what our assignment was. That's what we got elected to do, represent our members. And representing our members means that we're fighting for their wages and we're fighting for their health care and work conditions. And goes back into, and I said about talking to your members or talking to your voters, we need to spend more time talking to them because they are angry as hell.
Is it talking or listening?
That's a good point. I say that talking too because that's what I always say, but in these conversations, you got to listen. And I've been to enough union meetings or town hall meetings, either public or unions, and sometimes we don't listen well, but sometimes when we listen, we really get a good chewing as to what's happening. And it can maybe from just a few, but it's an expression that expression is carried on to many, that they're saying the same thing, that we don't listen enough. We talk to them.
Who is going to be the next president of the West Virginia AFL-CIO? What advice do you have for that person? What advice do you give your successor?
Well, oftentimes we get tied as only being part of the Democratic Party because a lot of our members are Democrats, but also a lot of our members are Republican. A lot of our members have chosen to go either to be independent. We also have Mountain Party, and there may be some Libertarians in there. Yep. So we have to really realize where our membership is at. And to that point, you asked the question earlier about this being a red state, that what their thinking is and where they think it's being where their values are being taken into heart the most and the quickest. My advice would be that we need to talk to all of them. And I say this, when we interview for candidates, maybe it's perception or reality, we don't get a lot of Republicans respond. And we're not that hard to get along with. We get a lot of Democrats. So subsequently, we endorse a lot of Democrats. But, you know, we only go into the legislature and ask for what we call a roll call vote, maybe two or three times the entire session. There are thousands of vote cast, thousands of bills that are introduced, and several hundred that are passed. That's not much of an ask when we're just talking such a few amount of requests for them to do votes like that.
How do you request a roll call vote?
We notify the legislators, and it's all our lobbyists will subsequently notify of all of them. We either do it by word of mouth or we'll do a letter to them and say this will be a roll call vote. And to think that we only do that two or three times a session, that's, you know, we spend all 60 days up there, but that's all that we really ask of, and it's, and it may be only one bill that we just we hate the most. Can I put right to work and prevailing wage elimination as those two? Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be too easy to pick right now, but the rest of them were issues that we were looking at wholeheartedly, but we're supporting other people with that too.
Kenny Perdue, retiring president of the West Virginia AFL-CIO. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.